It took firefighters 3 hours to control a fire at an auto body shop in North Philadelphia last month. Luckily, no one was injured. But what if people were living next door? WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo went to Southwest Philadelphia, where over the last decade, an increasing number of garages and tire shops have opened on residential streets.
Amanda Dobbs lives next to several auto shops in Southwest Philadelphia. She's a stay-at-home mom of two, a 10-year-old and a 5-month-old. She grew up in this house.
I have auto parts that are coming up over the fence, and then if you look further back, you know, there's wires and everything everywhere.
Dobbs says she doesn't open her windows because toxic fumes might come in.
Well, it can't possibly be healthy to have, you know, all these cars over here. As you can see from just right here, you see oil and all kinds of auto fluids all over the place. I don't let my children play out front at all.
We stand on her block on a sunny afternoon when neighbor Angelia Williams and her mother join the conversation.
I have to park my car all the way around a corner, okay? Because they got all these cars lined up here. It's no good.
The shouts bring the shop's manager outside, and they all start to fight.
Excuse me, are they supposed to be fixing cars on the street like that?
No, and I told them.
By law, auto repair shops cannot use sidewalks or streets to fix cars. They are not allowed to be in residential areas either because they are a hazard. But Southwest Philadelphia activists count 180 auto shops in their neighborhood. Many of them right across the street from their homes or next to their children's daycares and schools. Russell Zerbo is with the Clean Air Council. He says these shops work with flammable and toxic chemicals that can leak into the air, ground, and water, or worse, explode.
Because you're having these welding units that are oil, gas, fire, metal, rubber, all these things combined to be a pretty volatile cocktail.
There were at least 7 fires at auto-related businesses in the city over the last year. This shop is on a residential block in Southwest Philly. The city gave the owner of the shop, called Fasus Auto Repair, a zoning variance to allow him to do business here. Fode Bell is the manager of the shop.
It's a good business because cars is multiples in this country. So people always need to keep going and you have to have your car fixed.
This shop has worked without a welding permit for 2 years, according to city records. The city says it violates fire and zoning regulations and is in the process of taking the owner to court. Bell, the manager, is in total denial of these violations, and he shows me around.
This is one of the requirements from the city. It's called the safety badge.
The shop's neighbors complain, but Bell says they cannot shut him down because he has a license from the city.
This is a commercial land. I mean, we can do whatever we need once we get a license to do it.
City records show many auto body shops like this one fail inspections and operate with unresolved violations. Officials say they can try to make them all comply with regulations, but taking them to court is hard. David Perry is the commissioner for Philadelphia's Department of Licenses and Inspections. He says the Constitution strongly protects property rights, so building a case against shop owners takes time. His department has to prioritize.
Eventually, we'll get to them all, and we'll get in front of a judge who can impose the type of sanctions that cause the activity to come into compliance or otherwise put sanctions against the business owner that will force them to move on to another type of business.
Meanwhile, 3 new car repair shops want to open next to Bell's. One already got a zoning variance, and the other 2 are in the process. Clean Air Council's Russell Zerbo says residents are frustrated.
Why bother having residential zoning if you're going to permit industrial activity? That's the whole point of residential zoning, is to keep this kind of stuff out of neighborhoods where people are trying to live.
Homeowner Tracy Gordon takes it personally. She and her neighbors have fought this for years.
You see these chop shops coming and all these cars, and it's like, why are all these cars here? Like, why isn't the city protecting us? Why?
The hearings for the new shops are coming up in May and June. Gordon and her neighbors will be there and try to stop them. They hope this time their voices will be heard. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.